Now it can be told. A little four-color trick pencil started all the trouble. And the picture today shows Pat Ryan and Terry Lee as prisoners of Smiley, one of the Dragon Lady's men. A dapper, dangerous little rat, this Smiley. He's boss of the Chinese River village of Shindig. It was to this ugly little place that the Dragon Lady's men brought Dr. Fu Ling and his assistant, the girl Hu Shi. It was to this place also that Terry and Pat came in search of the old doctor. In today's transcribed adventure, we'll learn of new developments. Terry and the Pirates is brought to you by the makers of Libby's Tomato Juice, one of Libby's 100 famous foods. Gosh, I sure hope none of you boys and girls will take any chances. I hope you'll send for your Big Stoop Rainbow Code Rider at once. Rainbow Code Rider at once. Rainbow Code Rider to the store and get two cans of Libby's Tomato Juice. The labels from two cans of that grand-tasting juice and 10 cents are all you need to get your wonderful Rainbow Code Rider just exactly like the one that Big Stoop and April have been using in the show. So get your two Libby's Tomato Juice labels and on the back, print your full name and address. Then mail the labels with one dime to Terry in care of Libby's, Chicago, Illinois. I'll repeat that address. It's Terry in care of Libby's, Chicago. Libby's is spelled L-I-B-B-Y-S. That's all you do. Just send in two Libby's tomato juice labels and a dime with your name and address, and this super special code-writing trick pencil is yours. That is, it's yours, provided the envelope with your labels is postmarked midnight, Saturday, April 25th. So get going, kids. Make sure you're not disappointed. You never saw anything like this wonderful rainbow code-writer of old Big Stoop. Send your two Libby's tomato juice labels and a dime to Terry in care of Libby's, Chicago. Send tonight or tomorrow. And now, Terry and the Pirates. Well, accidents will happen to the best of friends. And believe me, they happened to Terry and Pat. These two were imprisoned in a cellar below the Shindig Tavern by Smiley. Meanwhile, help was on the way in the shape of Slugger Dunn, Big Stoop, and the Englishman, Smythe Heatherstone. It was after midnight when this trio arrived in Little Shindig Village. They located the tavern just in time to see Smiley enter and go down into the cellar. Leaving Smythe Heatherstone to stand guard, Slugger Dunn went down the cellar steps and got the drop on Smiley. Then he released Pat and Terry.
Lucky I decided to come and visit this home-like little tavern, huh?
What's all this going to get you?
It's going to get me out of here with my friends, chum. And as soon as I can untie these granny knots on these lads...
Yeah, we'll... and then you're going to tell me where Dr. Fu Ling is.
Don't be too sure.
Ah, pipe down. And keep facing the wall. There you are, Mr. Ryan. Now then, rub your wrists and then get busy on your ankles.
You keep a gun on Smiley. I'll look after Terry. I'll pick that gag out of his mouth. You're a welcome sight, Slugger.
You know, all this turned out too easy. I expected we'd have a lot more trouble finding you.
Well, I'm glad you got here anyway. There you are, Terry. How do you feel?
I'll be all right in a minute. Glad to see you, Slugger.
Don't mention it, Terry. It was just by accident that I saw this little guy Smiley coming in here. I didn't know what I'd find, but I followed him in anyway. Now then, you're both free. And there won't be no more trouble.
No, there shouldn't be any more trouble, but...
But what? What are you staring at?
You're staring at me, Jigger.
Huh?
And I'm standing here on the cellar steps with trouble in my hand. And if anyone, if you turn my way, I'm going to pull a trigger.
Okay, buddy. You're standing behind me. Go on and shoot. But don't forget, your pal Smiley's in front of my gun. And if you shoot me, I'll shoot him.
Take it easy back there, Jigger. Take it easy. I don't want to get shot. Take it easy.
I'm not going to get shot, Smiley. I'll take care of that.
Yeah, how are you going to stop me from being shot at this fellow?
I'll take care of that.
Yeah, how are you going to stop
me? Over there, Ryan. You're on your feet.
Well, what about it?
Now, listen to me. I don't want to tell you twice. You take the gun from the hand of Slugger and give it to Smiley, understand?
But...
Take the gun from his hand, see?
Okay, Mr. Ryan. Go ahead, take my gun, just like he says.
That's right.
No use kidding ourselves. He's got the whip hand.
You said it, mister. The old whip hand.
Good work, dear. Glad you dropped it all of a sudden.
Save it, Smiley. Okay, now, Ryan. Now you got the gun handed over to Smiley.
Thank you, Mr. Ryan. You don't know how much better this little implement makes me feel.
What do we do with these three guys, boss?
A nice collection, I'd say. You have Mr. Ryan, the young fellow Terry Lee, and now this new pal of theirs. They call him Slugger, I believe.
Well, what are we going to do with him?
Let's see. It's getting on toward morning. We'd better leave him in here.
Yeah, all right. Suppose we do tie him up, but then what?
Well, we can't move him during the daylight.
Yeah, but I still want to know, what are we going to do with him?
Well, don't you understand, Smiley? Your friend Jigger wants to know what's going to happen to us. Tell him you haven't any orders from the Dragon Lady about us.
I can make up my own mind about you, lads.
Oh, no, you can't. You can't move without orders. We came here to find Dr. Fu Ling. He's a prisoner of the Dragon Lady. All this gunplay down here doesn't mean a thing, and you know it.
That's right. You're just working yourself into trouble. You have no reason to keep us here. We have no orders from your boss.
Then I'll keep you here until I get orders. Does that satisfy you?
Gentlemen! All this business is getting much too complicated, really.
Quite a joke.
Stop that gun, old chap. You too, Smiley. I believe that's the name.
I believe that's the gun, Smiley. Turn about is fair play.
Now, wait a minute, gentlemen. It's getting a little crowded down here.
Hand that gun to Ryan.
Yeah, sure, I will. Like this.
He smashed out the light.
Now then, listen, all you down there. I can't see who you are, but I'll shoot the first person who comes up these steps.
I'm coming up just the same.
Help me. Hey, I've been hit. Help me.
Now then, you see... I mean business.
Heatherstone, I'm coming up.
Come on, then.
There's two guns down here.
Yeah, and I've got one of them.
Now, listen. All of you down there. The light's out, and I can't see who's who. You, Smiley. You're going to stay down there and fight or come up these steps with your hands over your head?
I got just as much chance down here as your pals, Terry and Slugger. As long as I got a gun in my hand, I'll take care of myself. Yeah, and I can take care of these two other guys down here, too.
Well, you can't, sonny boy. You talk too much. I knew right where you were standing. I don't need you down here now, Mr. Ryan. Stay up on the steps with Heatherstone.
Would you let him have it, Slugger?
And he'll 1-2 right in the dark, boy. I got eyesight like a cat. I must have been eating carrots. You all right, Terry?
I'm all right, Slugger. Just picked up Smiley's flashlight. I was afraid to turn it on. Now we'll see what's happened down here.
Yeah, let's take a look. You know, I never had a scrap in the dark before.
Smiley's out cold. Here's Jigger. He's been shot all right.
Well, wait up here, Mr. Heatherstone. Oh, Terry. What about Jigger?
I can't
tell. Is he hurt, Ben?
He's unconscious. Mr. Smythe Heatherstone's a good shot.
Yeah. I can't figure out how Jigger happened to get in here. There was nobody around when me and Smite Heatherstone snuck in. I left old Smite up in the kitchen to watch and wait, but
I saw him come in, of course. Dark, he couldn't see me. I imagined he was coming to join Smiley down here in the cellar. He tiptoed to the trap door and stood there watching what was going on. Well, I let him come down here, you see. Jolly good idea, eh, what?
I don't know whether it was so jolly or not. Jigger might have killed me with that gun.
Oh, no, I had him covered every step of the way. Of course, you didn't know that, but I did. Now, you see, we have two birds instead of one.
Well, let's get out of this cellar. We'll have to notify the police or the army. Yeah, but there's something else I want to find out.
You mean where Dr. Fu Ling is? What's happened to him?
Well, maybe we can get Smiley to talk. He must know where the doctor's been taken.
Well, dash it all. Let's get out of here. This cellar's very damp. Not good for my rheumatism, you know. I'm sure all this can be discussed in a much more pleasant place, eh?
Well, Pat, now what?
Well, what time is it? Almost dawn, I'd say.
Yes, the sun will be up in another half hour, Mr. Ryan.
Well, we'll have to let the police in on this affair. With Jigger shot and Smiley knocked out, there'll be trouble in this tavern unless we get help.
Well, Slugger's back there in the kitchen looking after those two men. You want me to go for the police?
Better let me do that, Terry. There's no law in this village of Shindig, you know. The best we can do is get the authorities from young Cook. I'll drive back there in the car. I know just who to see. I'll explain everything.
Good. That'll leave Terry and me to prowl around a bit. But get some John Laws back here quick.
Oh, certainly. Indeed, yes. I'll go immediately. Cheerio. And don't get in any more trouble, old man. Rather distressing, to say the least.
Golly, Pat, I'm bushed. I'm done in. I feel like I've been through a million years of action.
Same here, Terry. But what do we gain from all this? We're right back where we started. We have no clue. Nothing to tell us where the Dragon Lady's men have taken Dr. Fu Ling.
Well, let's go in the kitchen and talk with Smiley. He might listen to reason.
Well, we can do that, of course, but he's a liar from the word go. We can try him in a pinch, but let's take a look around upstairs in this place. I got a hunch we may run into something.
How do you mean? Some more hoodlums in trouble?
No, but there's a couple of rooms upstairs. Maybe the doctor was held up there for a while. We can work fast and get through before daylight.
Guess we should have snagged, Pat. No trace of Dr. Fu Ling in this room.
Well, he's been here, Terry. Look at this.
The rainbow... The four-color pencil. Yes, of course. Well, what does the message say?
You got me, pal. It's a very pretty job of color writing. But it's all in Chinese, and Chinese is Greek to me.
Of course, maybe Jigger or Smiley or somebody. Maybe they got hold of it.
No. They couldn't write in Chinese.
That's so. Well, those Chinese characters mean something, Pat. What do we do?
Now, look. This is a long chance. But go down and get a hold of Big Stoop. Maybe he can decipher this stuff. Maybe it doesn't mean a thing. But if Dr. Fu Ling wrote a note in color pencil, then I want to know what he wrote.
Again, the four-color pencil and Big Stoop come into the picture. But there's a surprise awaiting Pat and Terry, a surprise that leads from this rough-and-tumble tavern to a far greater adventure with the Dragon Lady. Stand by for news about it. Now, don't forget, boys and girls, the deadline is Saturday at midnight. Yes, unless your order for a Big Stoop Rainbow Code Writer is postmarked before midnight, Saturday, April 25th, you're just plain out of luck. You see, this is a very, very special offer, and Libby is making it for a limited time only. So get your order in at once, tonight if possible. Take no chances on getting this sensational pencil that writes in four different colors and also has a special cord so you can play a swell trick on your friends. You never saw anything like this amazing code-writing pencil. Now, to get it, all you need is just one dime and two Libby's tomato juice labels. Send them with your name and address to Terry in care of Libby's in Chicago. Now, get your order in right off, and before you know it, a Big Stoop code writer will be yours. Then you can write secret messages in Burma Blue, Dragon Lady Red, Chinese Yellow, and April Green. Send at once to Terry in care of Libby's, Chicago. You know, I feel sure that every one of you boys and girls is buying United States savings stamps. That's the way to show you're a real American. A four-color penciled note can look very pretty, but it can be very disappointing, as our friends will discover in tomorrow's transcribed adventure. However, there's fun and fight ahead. So let's join in on this most amazing of all radio yarns, those Terry Tales in China.